This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how it's important to remember who Christ came for. So we're wrapping up our series on expectations, and we've talked about how God sometimes will bring you to the brink only to reveal his awesome power. We've also talked about how we feel when we fall short and don't feel worthy of God's grace, but that grace is his loving gift to us, not a reward for our good behavior. So as we celebrate the birth of Christ and expect his second coming, let's be rock solid clear on who he came for. And one way to do this is to explore his genealogy. So one observation is that there are five women in Jesus's lineage: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, Bathsheba, and Mary. Now, this is somewhat unusual because descent was usually traced through men, as they were recognized as the head of the household. But as we take a closer look at these women, we see that Rahab and Ruth were Gentiles, and Tamar, Rahab, and Bathsheba were all women who had character issues. Rahab was a prostitute. Bathsheba was married to a man, but fell in love with another man and ended up having a child for him. So we see that Jesus's lineage had a mix of heroes, Gentiles, prostitutes, adulterers, just to name a few. Yet he came to be savior to them all. So who do you know today that needs to be reminded that Christ came for them, despite whatever they believe their shortcomings are? As you think about that, remember these words: I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. Matthew 9:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let God use you.